Belonging, the Autobiography by Alimin Jones with Tom Fordyce. Read by Alimin Jones. To my father, mother and sister, to Anwen, Mali and Ava, thank you for everything. Prologue. Tithe. Journey. This is where it begins on match days. Closing a hotel room door, down into the team room, up into a hotel lobby full of supporters in red shirts. Of cheers and applause and shouts of good luck, out past the stone columns either side, and more people in red. Scarves and pints of beer, Welsh flags being waved. Up the steps of the team bus, walking past Andy the driver in his shirt and tie, and the coaches in their Sunday best, walking past teammates in red tracksuit tops, finding your seat. There's a tightness in your stomach, you come to recognise. A strange comfort from the anticipation of the pressure to come. After days waiting for it, weeks of pushing yourself so hard you should be broken, it's real. No more meetings, no more plans. It's today, that's what the supporters tell you. The police motorcycle outriders in front of the coach, with their flashing lights, the look in your teammates' faces, the feeling in your own head and heart. It all builds with every mile you get closer. First past the golf course on the right, players holding their shots to stand up and wave. The quiet little lanes, bare trees in the early part of the Six Nations. Buds and blossoms by the end. Thick hedges and little glimpses of sky above. You look for clouds, for rain. You think about the pitch in the middle of our capital city. How it'll feel under your boots, how the ball will behave. Across the roundabout, down the slip road onto the M4 and into the traffic. A nation flowing into the city, all carried along by the same love and hope and devotion. All flags flying proudly from car windows and rosettes and ribbons and old songs being sung. Phones pressed against the windows when they hear the cavalcade coming. When they see the colours on the coach. Fists clenched and shouts you can't hear. Grins and horns being sounded. 10 miles, 9. The adrenaline starting to flow within. You've got to get the timing right. Let the nerves arrive, but don't let them take over. You don't want too much time at the stadium, too long to think, to hang around. You don't want too little, rushing your routine, skipping the stuff experience has taught you matters. Glancing around at the boys, headphones on for most, listening to what gets them to the right place. Listening to silence, sometimes. You all do what works for you. Cars pull over when they see you coming. Down the dual carriageway off the motorway. Grey metal barrier down the middle. Low trees on the left. Drivers thinking it's the police at the start. Faces all worry and ready-made excuses. All phones and tooting when they see the coach and its colours and realise. Past the supermarket superstores and out-of-town retail parks. Past playing fields, kids with rugby balls running at each other. Dropping shoulders. Tall white posts and mud in uneven patches on the 22s, inside the touchlines. There's no pre-match apprehension for me. This is where I want to be, this day, this destination, this group of men around me. The fear would be of missing out, of not being here. At the heart of it all, in the heat. Able to influence it, to share in it like these thousand around, all will be too. It's about belonging, playing for Wales. Wanting to be part of it, working your way through the age grades and the club matches and regional sides, earning the right to be there, driven on by desire to prove that you're worthy, feeling the bond to the past, to the traditions, to the great players, not long gone. Feeling the ties to the nation, to the supporters you can see, to the millions in front rooms and pubs across the villages and towns and countryside, the hillsides and the valleys, coast to coast. You all want to belong, and you all do. 5 miles, 4. You can see the stadium in the distance from the end of the dual carriageway, the city laid out in front of you. Coming in through the eastern suburbs past the big Asda, the football stadium on your right, the white steel beams of its roof, the heaving bus stops, the drive-through McDonald's and the San Martin pub, street lights and grey pavements, an ordinary city on a magical day. You look down at your phone and find the music that works in the moment. Maybe My Sacrifice by Creed. The vocals opening line about saying hello to an old friend. A song that always seems to come back, my subconscious hunting it out. Onwards into the city, the Jubilee Recreation Ground on your right. Rugby posts again. Under the two